Title: Subsustained Shaping for Jungle Spaces, Beginner Lesson in Ableton Live. Alright, welcome in. Today we're dialing in one of the most important, most slept on skills in jungle and drum and bass. Shaping subsustained so your low end is heavy, rolling, and deep but it still leaves space for the break to smack. Because in jungle, the sub isn't just a low note, it's the floor the entire breakbeat is bouncing on. And if that floor is made of mushy, overlong sub tails, you don't get bigger. You get burr. Kicks lose punch, ghost notes disappear, and the groove stops feeling like it's moving. So the whole mission today is simple: get the sub to speak, then get out of the way on purpose. First, quick setup. Set your tempo somewhere jungle friendly, like 170 BPM. Drop in a breakbeat loop, amen, think, whatever you like. And make sure you've got a kick in there, either the kick inside the break, or a layered kick if that's your style. Important rule: to not design your sub in solo, you need the drums playing while you shape sustain, because sustain is really about what happens between drum hits. Now let's build the sub track. Create a new MIDI track and name it SUB. Load operator, stock synth. Perfect for this. On oscillator A, choose a sine wave to start. Set the level around -12 dB just to give yourself headroom. You can always turn it up later, but jungle low end gets out of control fast if you start too hot. Now let's set the amp envelope, because this is where the entire lesson lives. Set attack to just a tiny amount, anywhere from 0 to 5 milliseconds. If you hear clicks, bump it up a little. Clicks usually mean the sound is starting too abruptly or ending too abruptly, especially on a pure sine. For now, set decay somewhere in the 200 to 500 millisecond range as a starting point. Release somewhere like 50 to 150 milliseconds. And sustain, we're going to shape intentionally depending on the vibe. Also, quick optional move: if a sine feels too invisible on smaller speakers, switch the sine to a triangle. Triangle stays clean but gives you a bit more harmonic information, so you hear the bass line without needing longer sustain. Cool. Next step: write a simple rolling pattern. And this is where a lot of beginners accidentally sabotage themselves. The spaces in jungle aren't only made by sidechain or EQ. They're made by the notes you don't play, and the gaps you leave. Make a 2-bar loop. Give yourself a root note on beat 1 that's kind of long-ish. Then add a couple shorter notes that answer the kick and snare. And deliberately put in a few rests. Silence is part of the bass line. Here's a simple rhythm idea for 1 bar at 170. Put a note on beat 1, about a quarter note long. Then a note on the end of 2, about an eighth note. Then another short note on beat 3 and beat 4. Leave a rest or make it very short. That gap is a jungle pocket. That's where the breaks, ghost notes get to be heard. Now for the big concept of the lesson. I want you to lock this in. Note length controls how long a note is held, but the amp envelope controls what held actually means. You can have long MIDI notes that still feel tight if the envelope tail is short, or you can have short MIDI notes that still smear if your release is too long. We're using both together. Let's build two classic sustain personalities. First, plucky, rolling sub. This is the classic jungle pocket sound. In operator's amp envelope, set attack around 2 milliseconds. Set decay to about 250 milliseconds. Set sustain all the way down, basically minus infinity, so it doesn't hold a steady level. Then set release around 80 milliseconds. Now play your loop with the drums. You should hear the sub as these controlled pulses. It hits, it supports, and it gets out of the way. This is the setting that usually keeps breaks crisp. Second personality: held sub with a controlled tail, more like teep rollers. Keep attack around 2 milliseconds. Increase decay to around 600 milliseconds. Bring sustain up a little, like -10 dB, so it can hold without being a flat drone. And put release around 120 milliseconds. Now you'll feel the bass hold a bit more, but it shouldn't smear endlessly. Here's a practical teacher trick: start with the plucky version, then slowly increase decay and release until it just starts to feel like it's stepping on the brake, and then pull it back slightly. That just before it's too much point is usually where the groove feels full but still fast. Now I want to coach your ears on what to listen for. Don't judge sustain on the hit. The hit always sounds exciting. Judge it between the hits. Loop 1 or 2 bars and focus on the tiny quiet moments after the kick and snare. If the low end is still talking when the breaks, little ghost notes should pop through. Shorten release first. If that doesn't do it, then shorten decay. And here's another quick test that works ridiculously well. Do a one-note envelope test. Temporarily program a single note, like C1, repeating every eighth note, just like a metronome. Now adjust release and decay until each pulse feels separate and tight. In fast jungle, the sub should feel like individual hits, not one long ribbon. Once it's tight, bring back your real bassline. Your envelope will already beat in the right zone. All right, next, sidechain ducking. This is essential, but we're doing it tastefully. On the sub track, at Ableton's compressor, turn on sidechain. Choose the kick as the input, or the track that contains the kick energy you want the sub to move around. Start with ratio at 4 to 1. Attack around 5 to 15 milliseconds. That attack matters. If it's too fast, you erase the sub's transient and it can feel weak. If it's a little slower, the sub speaks, then ducks. Set release around 80 to 140 milliseconds and time it to the groove. Then pull the threshold down until you see about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction when the kick hits. The goal is not extreme pumping. You want the kick to speak, but you don't want the sub to vanish like someone turned it off. Jungle should roll, not wobble. And one more coaching note. Don't let sidechain do timing work that your envelope should do. If your sub tail is too long, fix that with release and decay first. Then use sidechain as extra clearance. If you rely on heavy ducking to solve overlaps, your groove will start behaving weirdly when the kick pattern changes or when the break gets busier. Optional, but super useful. If you've got sections where the break changes or the kick disappears, you can make a ghost kick trigger. Basically a silent kick pattern that's only there to drive consistent sidechain behavior. That way, the sub keeps pocketing even when your drum loop gets wild. Next trick, controlling sustain only in the real low lows without choking the character or the mid layer. After the compressor, add multiband dynamics. We're going to use it gently. Solo the low band for a moment and set the crossover so the low band covers up to around 90 to 120 Hz, depending on your sub note range. Then use downward compression on that low band with a mild ratio, like 2 to 1. Set the threshold so it mainly grabs the sustained part of the note, not the initial hit. Then unsolo and a slash B it. What this does is huge. The transient stays punchy, but the tail stops blooming all over your drum transients. It's like putting a ceiling on low-end sustain so the drop doesn't get bloated. Now let's keep the sub clean and club safe. And EQ 8. In general, don't automatically high-pass your sub. If there's actual rumble or DCE issues, sure, but beginners often cut the exact weight they're trying to create. Instead, if you hear mod, you can try a tiny dip around 200 to 300 Hz, like minus 2 dB, but only if you genuinely hear that area building up. Then add utility at the end. Set width to 0%. Mono sub. Always. Stereo sub equals phase problems and weak translation, especially in clubs. If you want a touch more presence without extending sustain, add a saturator very lightly. Drive 1 to 3 dB. Soft clip on. Keep it subtle. You're not making a res on the sub track. You're just giving it a little extra read. And here's a cool optional move if you want the bass line to be audible on small speakers without making the sub longer. Make a return track called a subir. Put saturator on it, then EQ 8 after it, and high pass around 120 to 180 Hz so only harmonics come through. Then send a little bit of the sub to that return. Now you hear the line, but your true sub remains short and controlled. Now let's talk arrangement, because jungle space is not one static setting. Instead of one sustain for the whole track, you change sustain based on density. A simple 32-bar idea, early on, in the intro, keep the sub tighter and leave more gaps. When the drop hits, you can allow slightly longer sustain for weight. Then before fills or busy break variations, shorten the release so the bass gets out of the way and the fill feels louder and more exciting without turning anything up. Easy automation targets or operator decay or release. Compressor threshold if you need a touch more ducking in dense sections, and utility, gain for tiny level consistency. A classic jungle move, two bars before a fill, gradually shorten the bass note lengths or automate release down. That space ramp makes the fill explode. Let's hit common mistakes so you can avoid the usual pain. If your sustain is too long, your sub overlaps kick and snare, and the break feels dull. If your release is too long, the low end smears at 170 and you lose punch. If you overside chain, the bass pumps in a bad way and the groove feels unstable. If you try to EQ your way out of sustain problems, you'll chase your tail, because sustain is mostly envelope, note length, and dynamics. And if your sub is stereo, it will betray you on big systems. Before we wrap, here's your mini exercise. Load a jungle break at 170. Create the sub with operator sign. Write an 8-bar bass line with at least 4 intentional rests. Then make 2 versions. A plucky version with decay around 250, sustain all the way down, release around 80, and a held version with decay around 600, sustain around minus 10, release around 120. Add sidechain and aim for about 3 dB of reduction on kicks. Bounce both versions and compare which one keeps ghost notes clearer, which one feels heavier at the same perceived loudness, and could you automate between them, like plucky in a verse and held in a drop. Recap to lock it in. Jungle space comes from controlled sub-sustain, not just volume. Shape sustain using note length and operator's envelope first. Use sidechain for subtle kick clearance. Time to the groove. Use multiband dynamics to tame low band tails without killing punch. Keep the sub mono, and automate sustain changes based on how dense the drums and tops get, not just intro versus drop. If you tell me your BPM, what break you're using, and whether your kick is inside the break or layered separately, I can suggest a safe tail length range and a sidechain release setting that will lock right into your pattern.